Marinette Marine is one of two shipyards tapped to build 10 littoral combat ships each. Marinette has already finished work on two of the ships, known for short as LCS. Since the work began roughly 5 years ago, technology has changed. That's according to the head of the Bay Area Workforce Development Board that coordinates a host of job training programs in the region. The board's director is James Golombeski. He says the more efficient technology brought the price down, allowing the Navy to essentially double its order.
They suddenly realized they could get twice as many boats for the same amount of money. So as I look out the next 5, 6, 7, 10 years, guess what? The technology is going to continue to evolve, and that means that your workforce has to continually learn new skills.
Right now, Golombeski doesn't think there are enough qualified workers, but his board has $500,000 in state workforce development money to get a training program off the ground in 2011.
We're going to need more capacity throughout the region for welding, program logic controls, computer numerical controls, you know, painting, machining, you name it, we're going to need some more capacity because Marinette Marine is going to be looking for a lot of people.
Besides its current 850 employees, Marinette Marine could begin hiring another 1,000 at the end of next year. That doesn't include jobs at area contractors and suppliers. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.